From WNYC New York Public Radio, I'm Sarah Fischko, and these are the Fischko Files. Each week I put together a personal essay on music, art, culture, or media. You can hear all of the Fischko Files, plus some of my one-hour documentaries and special programs on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners. So please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
Improvising on a tune is hard to do. Talking about it is even harder, though some players are game to try.
Someone asked me, he said, what do you think, the famous question, what are you thinking about when you play?
Pianist Oscar Peterson.
I said, I don't know, the next idea, I guess. Once I come up with a phrase within myself, it's already rehearsed inside of me, let's put it that way. I know where I'm going to place that phrase. I'm not thinking about this four bars. That's already been transmitted to my fingers. I'm thinking about what are we going to connect that with.
Some musicians, like Stuart Isikoff, who is both a classical and a jazz improviser, try to find analogies for improvisation.
You know, I've thought sometimes that improvisation is kind of like chess. There is an inexorable logic to what's happening, and an elegance and a beauty. Same thing is true in improvisation. Mainstream jazz improvisation is generally based on a structure of a song. There's a certain chord progression that takes place. And so kind of a theme and variations idea where the structure is repeating and repeating and repeating, and you have to come up with endless variations. On repeated listenings of a recording by a true master, like a Miles Davis or a John Coltrane, for example, you can become aware of all of these pathways that are occurring spontaneously, that are leading somewhere.
Pianist Bill Charlap makes the analogy to language. He combines pieces of it, he says, like words and sentences, to make his own personal musical sense of things.
That's why who the man or woman is comes through so clearly in the music, because it is a language, and as in, it's not just a language, it's a dialect. And you know, some people are more verbose. Some people listen better to the other people around them. Some people have an awful lot to say and are lousy listeners.
But Charlap went further than that. He tried to show me what was in his mind while he was improvising.
What you try to learn to do is hear what your inner ear, the music that's in your head, hears next, hear it in time, and get to it. So, let's say I'm hearing da, ba, da, da, da. But the next thing to do is hear the second note your inner ear will hear. Make sure you get there in time, though. Bum, da, 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 da. I didn't make it in time. But you practice. That's sort of what we're doing, too, to be able to renegotiate a thought in the process of making it.
Then he stopped trying to talk and just improvised. And then Bill Charlap took me through a tune.
If you think of a song like All Through the Night, which is a chromatic scale in terms of its melody, of course. But harmonically, is incredibly rich, automatically. But you might want to play. Or you might just want to play. It doesn't make a difference. I think that the improviser's art is to be able to do whatever kind of variation that you feel supports what's happening emotionally in the music at that time.
There's like certain laws. It's just like living.
Kenny Washington, drummer. He's part of the Bill Charlap Trio.
You know, we're in this society, I mean, supposedly have freedom of choice in what you want to do. There's certain things you can do, sure. You can ride the trains up and down all day and all night if you want. That's fine. But make sure you pay your fare, because if you don't pay your fare, well, you're going to jail. Well, improvisation is sort of kind of like that, because you're free to juggle rhythms and different harmonies, but there's certain things that you have to know about music and harmony and rhythm. You have certain chords, and there's certain notes that'll fit into those chords. If you pick the wrong notes, well, it's not going to sound good. So you go to jail, I mean, so to speak.
The rules. They all talk about the rules, and about the loveliest paradox of all, which is that the more rules there are, the freer you can be.
Well, Stravinsky even said exactly that. The more constraints, you know, the more freedom you can have within those constraints. A simple example of that could be choosing to improvise only within a five-note range. Okay? Let's take Body and Soul between these notes. Okay? Is there any real sensible way to talk about something like improvisation? An abstract thing? Just doing it is maybe enough. But hearing players strive for words and metaphors and ways to describe it is oddly satisfying. Maybe because it's just like listening to an improvisation. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko. Thanks for listening to The Fishko Files from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners. Please help support this free service by becoming a member today at WNYC.org. See you next week for another installment of Fishko Files from WNYC, New York Public Radio.